Okay, so thank you, Jackie. Thank you for being willing to be interviewed.
No problem.
Your time. So could you explain first exactly what is your job? What do you do?
My actual job title is Senior Research Fellow in the University, which means that I don't do much teaching, but I'm a researcher, so I find out information and provide that information to other people. Mm-hmm. And the information that I find out is the types of help and support that people who would find it difficult to go to university might need to help them to come to university.
Okay, so you work with people who are trying or hoping maybe to come to university,
yeah.
and finding out what might make it hard.
Yeah, that's a lot of the work we do. We do other things as well, but we look at people who have difficulty coming into education, or the other part of our work is about difficulties accessing or getting into employment. So we do both sides of things.
Okay, can you give me some examples?
Some of the work we've done recently has been with refugees and asylum seeking people, and also citizens of other parts of the EU.
Right.
And we're looking at what barriers and what difficulties those people have if they want to come into university, into this university, into Leeds Met, but also into other universities as well.
What have you found?
Status is a big difficulty, because for people to come into higher education, they generally need to have refugee status or leave to remain, but not be an asylum seeker. It doesn't mean you can't come into university as an asylum seeker, but it's a lot more expensive. You get charged a different rate. Money in general is a big problem, because obviously people need to pay for their course fees and they need to support themselves. But we do try and make sure people understand that they can work and they can study part-time. We have our own employment job shop here, where people can actually try and get work while they're here. So we look at things like language and what level of language people might need to have to be able to come to university. What are the best qualifications? We help people understand how they can make an application to university that will help them, support them to get the best course they can.
Okay, that's really interesting, thank you. So obviously within this university, you must have got people from many, many different nationalities and backgrounds.
We have a lot of people from the Asian communities and people from the African Caribbean communities as well. Then we have an awful lot of international students who come to study at this university, and they're from everywhere you can think of: Pakistan, India, China, a lot of the Middle Eastern countries, some of the African countries as well. So we have huge numbers of those students coming in every year. Hong Kong, Singapore, everywhere you can think of. And we also have, as I mentioned, we have refugees and asylum seeking citizens who, again, are a slightly different group. And most of the people we're working with at the moment are from Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Kosovo, and some of the French-speaking African countries as well. Eritrea, Somalia, everything, everywhere you can think of, we'll have a student here at the university. We're very, very multicultural.
Which courses do you find the most popular?
Everything, really. It really depends. We have so many different courses, from very traditional courses like nursing, right through to much more unusual courses. And I think that one of the things that we try and get people to do is to understand how wide the number of courses are. I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds of undergraduate courses, hundreds of postgraduate courses. And so if somebody's interested, for example, in working in health, we try and help them to understand that that doesn't just mean doctor, nurse. It can mean physiotherapist or occupational therapist or lots and lots of different qualifications. So we're well known for our sports facilities here, so a lot of people come to do degrees or qualifications in sports or things to do with sports. We have a PR, marketing and events are very popular here, tourism, hospitality, everything again.
So if, for example, I might be a student at Thomas Stanford, and I might be thinking, I'd like to maybe go to university in the future and I'm interested in coming here, what would I need to do? What processes might I need to go through?
Right, well, what we try and do, if you are under 21, normally we're looking for somebody to have quite traditional qualifications, so things like GCSEs, A-levels, okay. key skills qualifications. Yes. So you need to look at what you're studying and check that you're likely to have the qualifications yes. that we would want you to have. And maths and English are usually very important. Mm-hmm. If you look on our website, you mm-hmm. can usually find what entry qualifications mm-hmm. we're asking for. Mm-hmm. If you're over 21, mm-hmm. we're a lot more flexible. It's just a national thing that you can accept people with very different qualifications mm-hmm. once they're considered to be a mature.
So if my qualifications are, say, from Iran,
yeah.
that would be okay.
What we do in this university, we check everybody's qualifications, who wants to apply,
yeah.
and if they're not UK qualifications, we check what we call their comparability.
Mm-hmm.
So we would take somebody's qualification for Iran or Iraq or wherever, mm-hmm. and we can find out how that is compared to a UK qualification, mm-hmm. and we can give that information back to a student.
Mm-hmm.
So we can accept all international qualifications mm-hmm. if they're recognised.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we ask for is people to be able to have a certain level of English, okay. and that's quite varied depending which course people want mm. to do. Sometimes that's to do with the actual professional requirements. So if somebody wanted to do, we don't do medicine here, but certainly mm-hmm. the universities that do medicine, you have to have a particular IELTS qualification yes. because that's what the
professional body needs.
Yeah.
So do your courses all have a sort of IELTS?
We tend to ask for IELTS,
right.
and I think we're probably maybe not flexible enough
right.
there. And so what we try and encourage students to do is to look on the UCAS website, because they list about 45 different English language qualifications,
what?
Which they suggest universities should consider.
Okay.
So if somebody is doing a different qualification to the one that we've said on our website,
right.
I would suggest that they actually say, is this okay? Is this acceptable?
Okay, so they could present that
they
to
can,
you
and yeah.
negotiate with them.
Yes, okay. and also we do have our own testing service here
right.
if people have no English language qualifications
right.
at all.
Okay.
So we can actually test people's English
okay.
and we can do things like a lengthy admissions interview. And so we can be very creative, but sometimes we're maybe not very good at getting that information out to
right.
people.
So who's the first person that maybe somebody like myself would contact them?
Course inquiries.
Course
always
inquiries.
Course inquiries, because they can give you that advice mm. and tell you. Looking on the website is a
yes.
good place to start, because
mm-hmm.
that will tell you all the different courses that are there,
mm-hmm.
and you can get an electronic prospectus. You can, of course,
okay.
get a paper prospectus
right.
sent to you as well.
Right.
And then we try and encourage people to come in and look around the university. We have admissions days, we actually
right.
visit days when you can either come to this campus or our other campus at Headingley
okay.
and actually look around the university. You can meet students, you can meet staff, and you can right. talk to people in the course area that you're
mm-hmm.
interested in and actually get a feeling for that and explore
mm-hmm.
it in a bit more detail.
So there's lots of opportunities to sort of find that information.
Yes, yeah, we again, if you contact course inquiries or look on our website, we do lots of fairs, and we also come out to Thomas Danby College as well.
Right. Yes.
And we do try and work quite closely with the college
mm-hmm.
to encourage people to come from there. And we also have what we call an FE to HE scheme, where we
right.
look at people who are in further education and we try and help them particularly to come on to higher education.
Just picking up on that one though, could you explain the difference between FE and HE?
Yeah.
Something we
okay. It's a little bit more complicated now, because a lot of further education colleges also have higher education
right.
qualifications, but the difference really is level.
Right.
Further education tends to be around what we'd consider level 3,
right.
level 2, level 1, up to level 3,
mm-hmm.
and higher education is the next step on for level
right.
4.
Yeah.
So it's the level of the qualifications
right.
somebody can get, rather than the place they're necessarily studying.
So okay.
certainly at Thomas Danby College, you do foundation degrees,
mm-hmm.
and foundation degrees are higher level qualifications
mm-hmm.
in a further education
right.
college. So it's
right.
quite complicated.
Okay.
And again, course inquiries can help people to understand the difference between a foundation degree
yeah.
and a full degree and a postgraduate qualification and
right.
a diploma and a certificate, and
right.
because it is quite complicated.
Mm.
So again, we encourage people to try and get personal advice on
mm.
that, so that they can come onto a course that is suitable for them and it's the best thing for them, really.
Okay.